Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. My spirituality of nature, self-discovery, the relatedness of spirituality and nature in your life, by retired social work specialist and writer Maurice Elaine Cook, is an insightful literary work that delves into the complex relationship between spirituality and nature, offering profound advice that speaks to readers who are seeking a greater comprehension of their existence. This captivating book was recently highlighted in the prestigious Publishers Weekly magazine. Through the lens of her spirituality of nature, Elaine delves into the fundamental relationship that exists between her innermost being and the elements of nature. Elaine has spent her life helping others, a 30-year long career in clinical social work, a bachelor's degree and a master's degree both in clinical social work, and has completed partial coursework in doctoral studies. Elaine has held numerous clinical social work positions in healthcare and the field of education. Along the way, her deep love of nature and animals grew. Combined with the love of her professional career, this new love grew far beyond anything she could have ever imagined. Elaine is now retired, but stays very actively involved in social issues. Her work has received recognition in national and international arenas. Maurice Elaine Cook, author of My Spirituality of Nature, Self-Discovery, the Relatedness of Spirituality and Nature in Your Life, is our guest on This Week in America. Elaine, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to this very much.
Well, I have as well, and I wish we had 4 hours, but we'll condense it as best we can to get people to go by the story and the book in the meantime, My Spirituality of Nature. Let's start with the decision to write this book. Why did you decide this was an important book for you to write, an important message for you to share?
Well, I am the kind of person who likes to write and keep journals. So I started writing. I had no idea that my writings would turn into a book. I was just very cognizant of my growing awareness of nature and our relationship to it through our spirituality of nature. So it kind of evolved slowly. But I'm so glad it did.
Well, I am too. And the reviews have been excellent for the book, My Spirituality of Nature by Maurice Elaine Cook. I'll give you the information as we go through the conversation. The book available literally wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the format. I love the way you've laid it out. Every page reveals a different aspect of the fabric of understanding the connection between the human spirit and the natural world. Talk about how you set this book up and the message you would like all of us to get as we read My Spirituality of Nature.
I start out with a brief description of what I mean by spirituality of nature. As I invite others to climb into the arena with me, and we can explore together the spirituality of nature. And by that, I mean that we are all connected to each other. We are all connected to nature and to everything that God has made. We are therefore responsible for everything that God has made, not just for ourselves and the other person, but to the flower growing in my garden, the cat running around my house, whatever it may be, we are responsible.
I love that. It gets us thinking about all of these connections in our lives, some that we've taken for granted, many that we've neglected over the years. When did you start realizing about these connections? Was this something at an early age, or did this evolve as you did?
I've been expectant of a discovery in my life that was more than I had at any moment prior. And as I grew up little by little, I became very interested in helping people That's why I became a clinical social worker in healthcare. And as offshoots to that, after some experiences in my life, I began to look at the specifics of, oh, look at that squirrel running around the tree. No, I'm not responsible for that. Well, yes, I am. Did God create that squirrel? Did he create the tree that the little beggar is running around? Yes, he did. But he made all of us to be created, to be related to one another. And that's the self-discovery I began. And that's the message that I wanted to develop and share with others. We are connected. We are responsible.
The book is my spiritual... finish that thought.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, because of this interconnectedness with everything, everything I do impacts everything else that is. An example is, even when I am born, there's a ripple in the universe. There's a meaning to my being born. It's not about being nothing. It's about finding the relatedness and how we're responsible for it. So most things that people think are not important are of the greatest importance. It's not the $1 million I can make. It's the flower that I can plant and take care of, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, and it sort of slows our world down and gets us thinking a little bit more about who we are and our position, our place in this world. It's so well done. The book is My Spirituality of Nature, Self-Discovery, The Relatedness of Spirituality and Nature in Your Life by our guest, Maurice Elaine Cook. Maurice is M-O-R-R-E-E-C-E. Elaine Cook, and we'll have that link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If you Google My Spirituality of Nature, you'll get information and be able to order the book there as well. As I mentioned, as you're reading, the reader comes up with questions. We start with, you know, who is nature? We get maybe a different look on nature because of your book. Who am I? How are we all connected? Are those the questions that you answered in the beginning and you hope that we answer as we read your book?
Yes, absolutely. You put it very well. I hope to demonstrate the progression of how one person may develop that realization, develop those relationships, and so on. And in knowing that one person did this, well, hey, maybe there's something in that for me that I should be becoming aware of. So I hope that it would be some kind of instruction, some kind of revelation that everybody could touch in some way. Because we all, as I try to say in the book, we all are related, we're all connected, not just people, but everything that God has created.
Once we make that realization, and you walk us through that in your book, My Spirituality of Nature, once we realize, yes, we are connected, what do you want us to do at this point? We have this shared duty now. How do we go about actually preserving and guarding the planet?
The realization that we are responsible for the Earth, and because the Earth sustains us, that's huge. If we look at what's happening to the Earth right now, the destruction is unprecedented in man's history. And if we don't take care of what's happening in nature, we will become extinct. So the interrelatedness in that statement must be huge to people. I hope so. If we don't take care of that issue, the Earth will not be around to sustain us. So that is a huge connection and responsibility that I hope people can see.
As we go through this path of introspection that you lay out for us and spiritual awakening, do you hope that we investigate God's work as well? How important is that to tie that together?
I could see that as a second book for me. It's extremely important that all of God's gifts to us be considered as we grow and become aware of all of nature. So whether it's Christian or other religions' writings and teachings, if that's important, we put it into our history and we acknowledge that. So it's there for the taking. So if we don't take it, whose choice was it? It's mine. Shame on me.
My Spirituality of Nature is the book by our guest Maurice Elaine Cook. The book's available wherever books are sold. I want to thank BookSidePress.com for arranging our conversation with Elaine on today's program. Our website, you'll find a direct link to Amazon so you can get information, order the book there as well. Let's talk about where we are. It seems like we have all of these warnings that things are not going in the right direction from a climate standpoint, from a standpoint of nature. We're losing different varieties, types of animals, that type of thing. It's become political, I believe. Is that a fear of yours, that this has become a political issue rather than a personal spiritual issue?
Yes, it is a concern, because many people will use the fact that it has become political to feel they have no personal responsibility in changing what is. And these issues are huge. Climate warming, all of the changes that we've seen, they're huge. But if we put our heads in the sand, is that going to make it better? We need to take responsibility even for the tiniest action that we can take. We owe that to our own survival.
I mentioned in the beginning that this fascination, this interest that you had that's developed into this book, My Spirituality of Nature, came as you were totally involved in helping people, the healthcare field, for so many years, and it grew beyond your wildest imagination. Talk about that, because there's like side by side now. We've got healthcare, and I want to touch on that briefly during the course of the conversation. But now we have this self-discovery with nature as well. Did you ever dream, 20, 30 years ago, you'd be writing a book on the spirituality of nature?
Oh, my gosh. I had lots of dreams, but I never could have imagined that. But I do see there's a relationship between my clinical social work and my spirituality of nature. They're not mutually exclusive. In clinical social work, my skills were directed at helping individuals become who they wish they could be, whether it was to remove barriers or give them opportunities. That's what I was there to do. So, to move those opportunities into my book and what I say it means was an easy transition, because I was still looking for ways to help, to improve, to break down barriers, to help see opportunities. It just took on a whole different cup of tea, as you can say.
Yes. Do you find that...
But it was all... I'm sorry. It's all still tea.
Well, yes, and as you're talking, I'm thinking of this. We miss out so much in our lives by either taking nature for granted or just totally ignoring it in our lives. Can you make a connection between appreciation of nature, just getting outside and enjoying nature and working to preserve nature, and healthcare and overall well-being? Does it make us better when we appreciate nature?
Yes. Yes, because that's what God intends.
Yes.
He never intended for us to believe that we were born for nothing. We all are important in some way, and everything around us has a message to us, and we are responsible for helping that, whatever that is, helping them to their fullest potential. We are related, and we cannot ignore that.
I mentioned in the beginning you're retired, but retired on paper, you're still very active in social issues, including being an advocate for animal rights. Talk about that, the importance of continuing that, and if some people are listening going, well, I like what she's saying. I'm going to get a copy of My Spirituality of Nature, and I would like to be more active in my community. What can they do? Are there organizations there that they could support?
Oh, gosh, there's so many organizations that need volunteers. I don't know whether they're hiring or not. My focus has been on volunteers because there are so many people, as you just described, that would like to be connected and make a difference. And whether it's animal rights or better school situations or better drug control issues, whatever is inside the individual speaks and has something that they believe they can help with. It might be a teeny tiny voice. Mine was really teeny, but listen to it and ask it if it's the right thing to do. It'll tell you.
And if you put teeny, a lot of teeny together, you've got something of significance after a while too. So that counts when you're in there with other people. My Spirituality of Nature, the book by Maurice Elaine Cook, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. I want to touch just briefly on healthcare and the role that you played successfully for so many decades and the people that you have helped. What does a social worker in healthcare do? That's sort of a big term. Break it down for us. What did you do as a social worker in healthcare?
Well, the general perception of social work is not a positive one in our society. It's people tend to think more, oh, they do food stamps or they help with transportation, and leave out the most important part, which is counseling, introspection, personality growth and development. Those are all things that have been important in my career from the beginning. You can't just help people on one level. If you're saying to the patient who's sick in a hospital bed and they're very worried about what's happening, if you say to them, yeah, well, I'll get your food stamps and get you right home, and they walk out and that's it. No, no, no. You can't be afraid to invest yourself in helping that person meet all of their needs if you can.
You so often hear of people, healthcare patients, who are in the, patients, I guess is probably the right word, clients that are in the system and all the barriers they encounter. Talk about that. Mm-hmm. Are those imaginary or real, and how do you get over those?
Oh, unfortunately, the barriers are very real. No matter what healthcare setting you might be in, whether it's a hospital or a nursing home or rehab or hospice, the barriers are very real. And it starts from the intentions of that setting or facility are so confusing that even most of the employees cannot explain what the facility
Yes.
or the unit is about. And it starts right there. Most of the employees can't even readily explain to you everything that's possible or what the barriers are. So it's become too confusing, I believe, to protect administrative decision-making. To me, it's just trying to build power in a healthcare structure where it harms people more than it helps.
Well, that's an interesting observation from someone who has spent decades on the other side that knows the system very well. And as you're talking, I'm thinking we need to have, I guess, rules and regulations, but have we reached the point where we have rules and regulations way beyond what's necessary?
Yes, we have. And they have not, in the main, they have not been geared towards patient care in terms of helping them meet their personal needs and taking out the barriers. Tiny innovations in those areas, and I hope it's going to snowball soon.
Well, I've got a couple minutes left and so much to talk about in that era, the area that we're talking about, healthcare. Let's talk about the gaps in securing adequate care, and I say that because it's an aging population. so many of us see the care that we're going to get is determined by how much money we've got to get that care. Is that an accurate observation?
Absolutely. That becomes very evident for the elderly when they're looking at making the transition from the hospital to another area of care, whether it's hospice or nursing home or rehab center. That's an extremely difficult transition, and they're not all positive. And unless you have somebody like me, like a good clinical social worker in your corner, it's not going to be easy to tell if the right decision has been made. So people who are making that transition do need professional assistance in making the right decision.
In that role, how do you balance your work life? I'm thinking, and you emphatically answered these questions, and I know you're there right with them. When you see an injustice, when you see a family who is suffering, we don't know what we're going to do. We don't have the resources, the knowledge, the capability of looking into all this. We can't hire an attorney to work for us. How difficult is it for you sometimes to see that and to not personally get caught up in their situation?
Oh, I'm better at it than I used to be. but it's not easy to separate yourself from the individual and your interior workings, I guess. But also, you could not help a person without that internalization and vision. It's a very, very careful balance, and it could turn over quickly and become negative for the patient. So it bears scrutiny all the time.
Well, unfortunately, we sometimes don't think of the gap in healthcare until it impacts us or someone in the family. And now we're an advocate. We're very interested. And I just I love the background, the perspective that you bring from so many decades of working with people. And we have a minute or so left here. I just want to wrap up on my spirituality of nature, self-discovery, the relatedness of spirituality and nature. What do you hope the takeaway is when people read the book? What do you hope their response is?
It's a big desire, and I hope in their own way, their own words, their own construction, that they will reach a place similar to mine where they're alive and they know it, they're connected and they know it, they're responsible and they know it. That's what I hope.
Well, you summed that up very well. The book is My Spirituality of Nature, Self-Discovery, The Relatedness of Spirituality and Nature in Your Life by Maurice Elaine Cook. Maurice is M-O-R-R-E-E-C-E, Elaine Cook. Book available Amazon, wherever books are sold. Elaine, what are you working on now? Another book that you're preparing?
Actually, I started another book without knowing where it's going to go, and it is a children's book about how they can become aware of nature, how they can react to it, what their responsibility might be on a child's level. And I love the way it's begun, so I hope I continue.
I hope you do as well. You can touch children, and boy, that's the group, isn't it, that we need to make aware of what's going on. Maybe older people are lost, or it's going to be a little more difficult for them. But if you read the book, My Spirituality of Nature, you've got a shot at changing. But the younger generation, I'm so excited about what you're doing with this book, My Spirituality of Nature, and the children's book. It's exciting to hear that you're working on that, and hopefully we can talk about that as well. Elaine, time has gone by so quickly. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I've enjoyed you so much, Rick, and I hope to continue our relationship over time.
And
Thank you so much.
We will. There's so much more to talk about. Our guest has been Maurice Elaine Cook, the book My Spirituality of Nature. Book available wherever books are sold. And again, our thanks to BooksidePress.com for arranging our conversation with Elaine on today's program. And all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.